USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have accused Attorney General Bill Barr of spinning the findings of the report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to be favorable for President Trump. While traveling in El Salvador, the Attorney General sat down with Fox News and was asked if he is spinning, in fact, for the White House.
No, I wasn't. I think what they're really perhaps annoyed about is that they didn't have an opportunity to spin and that the fundamental findings of the report were out there for everybody to see, and they were not in a position to spin.
Friday was a deadline given to the Treasury Department to release President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. The department is expected to ignore the subpoena, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said earlier this week that would be the case. And a bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
One of the ways wealthy families were gaming the system in the massive college cheating scandal was falsely designating students for special testing accommodations as part of a scheme to unfairly boost their scores. Now, that loophole has been fixed, according to College Board CEO David Coleman.
We cooperated with federal authorities in the scandal and closed the loophole that was used. So the safest place, the most secure place to take the SAT turns out to be at your own school, or maybe on a Saturday. There were small environments we designed for students who need accommodations, who have special needs. And that was exploited here. So we'll be much more careful in those situations that identity is proven several times over. So we can solve the security problem, Gail. But I think the deeper anxiety in the Varsity Blues case is, A, let's crack down on cheating, and I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. We will keep working with authorities, and you'll hear more on that.
That audio courtesy of CBS This Morning and the National Weather Service is warning folks from Texas all the way up to North Dakota as dangerous thunderstorms, including the possibility of tornadoes, could affect over 50 million people. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump's re-election campaign manager Brad Parscale appeared on Fox & Friends Friday morning and laid out the issues he believes that will be most important to people in the upcoming election.
The three top issues, I still think health care is going to be a significant issue in 2020. Immigration is going to be an issue. The economy is going to be an issue. But not the macro economy, the micro economy. That means the individual economy across the country, that individual job, right, safety, security, increases of wages.
The White House wants people to report possible censorship of their views on social media. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Doubling down on the idea that conservative views are being censored on social media, the White House has launched a web form asking users to report any actions taken against them on platforms like Facebook and Twitter because of their political views. The website reads, "Social media platforms should advance freedom of speech, yet too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear violations of user policies." In a White House tweet, people are directed to a form which first asks users for personal information. The tool, which is hosted on Typeform, then asks users for screenshots and links of offending content. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the Trump administration is withdrawing nearly $1 billion in federal money for California's high-speed rail project. The administration says California repeatedly failed to comply with the terms of the grant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.